Today's a Sunday, but it's a different Sunday.
Andrania, Tiala, Tiala, Fala, Miavak.
Is everything right?
It's all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did I almost trip?
Kids, I want to ask you, what is Christmas all about? If you can put up your hands, I'll point to one of you. I want to know the answer.
Yeah, one kids kill letter it.
Any kids out there?
Christmas
at
Sanganta na no dimba utunruke nora maafata to kids kill.
Yes, sir. Yes, that's it. We celebrate Jesus' birthday today. So yes, today is a Sunday. Today is Sunday.
Tamale alad, Andrani alad.
But it's a special Sunday. Because today we're all celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ.
So ti Andrani kete miara makalaza ni fateran Jesus Christi.
Now, most of us sitting in this room know what Christmas is all about. It looks like all the kids do, at least. But we know that it's about Jesus' birthday is today. We celebrate Jesus coming to earth and writing himself into the human story. If you're visiting us this morning, maybe you're from another place, from another country. Maybe you live right here in Tana. And maybe today is the one day in the year that you actually come to church with your family. And you get dragged here by somebody else, but you go under duress since they're going. I want to thank you for being here. My hope is that you would feel relaxed in our company. But more than that, I would love to ask that you remain open to God potentially speaking to you this morning. As we look at God's word and as I bring this message, that you would open your heart and your mind to potentially hearing from him. This morning we're going to be looking at that topic, the meaning of Christmas. Now, as I mentioned, most of us know what Christmas is all about. But each Christmas also brings with it a question. Why did Jesus come? What is the meaning of Jesus Christ? Or more personally, what does this mean for my life? How does it affect my life? How does it affect my work? And my marriage? How I think? And how I act or how I do life? Now, when Jesus was on trial shortly before he was crucified, he had a conversation with a man named Pilate. And in this conversation, he gives us the answer to this question. So briefly, just to set the scene before we read the text. Jesus has been arrested. He's been bound. And he's been led to Annas and then on to Caiaphas.
And
then he's brought to Pilate, who was the Roman governor at the time. And this conversation takes place in a palace. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read the text in English and then we're going to read it in Malagasy. It's taken from John chapter 18 from 33
onwards.
Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Is this your own idea?" Jesus asked. "Or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" retorted Pilate.
Tsana toko favalo mefula ndin fatelo mtelpul. Ni tretao anat lapa injai plato de niatsu an Jesus kan ten tamnoe. Yanao van panzakan Jews de nvalin Jesus we. If chao yan vanu ilasano izansa ni siafan laza tamnao. Namali plato we. Mu Jews fa yanao. Mi Jews fao. Nfirenenao sireo leiben psurna nanulta nao tamkyo. Yina mun natonao. Ui Jesus we. Fanza kako. Dia tsy avy amin'izao tontolo izao fa raha mba avy amin'izao tontolo izao ny fanjakako dia ho nitady niady ny mpanompoko mba tsy voatolotra tamin'ny Jiosy aho nefa amin'izao fotoana izao tsy avy amin'izany ny fanjakako ary hoy Pilato taminy mpanjaka ary va ianao dia hoy Jesosy hoe voalaza anao fa mpanjaka aho izao naterahako ary izao no niaviako amin'izao tontolo izao dia ny anambara ny marina izay rehetra avy amin'ny marina dia miaino ny feoko hoy Pilato taminy inona ny marina.
Now the verse I want to focus on this morning,
de ny andininy izay tiako hifantohana kokoa amin'ity maraina ity,
is that verse 37,
de ny andininy fahafito amby telopolo,
where Jesus says, "The reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth."
De le hoe izao no naterahako ary izao ny aviko amin'izao tontolo izao dia ny anambara ny marina.
Now we're reading in the book, the Gospel of John.
Then namaky tao amin'ny boky ny filazantsaran'i Jaona tsika teo.
And these are words that Jesus spoke towards the end of his life.
Dia izy ireo teny ireo no tenitenenin'i Jesosy tamin'ny faran'ny fiainany.
And so you might be sitting there and going, "How is this a Christmas text?"
They met him twittering on Twitter no yo no de mantane fa wona ken ba tunganzani andinsuratra masinzano andinsuratra masina pesanam Christmas.
But this is Jesus talking about the reason he was born. He says, "For this reason I was born."
Fa Jesus mihitsy eto no milaza ny antony nahaterahany hoe izao no antony nahaterahako.
And for this reason, it's a Christmas text this morning.
De noho izay antony izay dia lasa andinin-tsoratra masina ampiasantsika ho an'ny krismasy a io andinin-tsoratra masina io.
Christmas exists because Jesus came to bear witness to the truth.
Hoe misy ny krismasy a satria Jesosy tonga hitondra ho vavolombelony ny fahamarinana.
So this morning I'm just going to pick up two implications of this verse.
De amin'ity marainy tiako a te hitondra fampiarana anankiroa.
Firstly, from this verse,
voalohany ao amin'io andinin-tsoratra masina io,
we see that Christmas means there is truth.
Dia hitantsika hoe ao amin'ny krismasy dia misy ny fahamarinana.
Truth that everyone should believe.
Ny fahamarinana izay tokony hinoany tsirairay avy.
Here we see Jesus saying to Pilate,
dia eo hitantsika Jesosy niteny tamin'i Pilato,
that he came to bear witness to the truth. Implying that there is the truth. Truth that comes from outside the world. Truth that gives meaning to our world. Truth that explains all of history. It's not truth that is made up by the world. It's not truth that is shaped by the world or changed by the world. Rather, Jesus is speaking about the truth. Not a truth for me and a truth for you, but rather a truth for all of us. An absolute, unchanging truth. Now, when you and I think of the word truth, the first thing that popped into my mind were my little kids and us trying to teach them. How to tell the truth and what is truth. Maybe for you, what pops into mind is a very truthful person. Maybe the word truth brings negative connotations. You think of the opposite, untruth, people that lie. Whatever it is for you, I would suspect that like me, we've diminished this word. It's lost some of its meaning. Even in preparation of this message, I played with that word in my head. And where it is a word that we use flippantly, it's actually a word that carries so much meaning. And has huge consequences for our lives. Now, a dictionary definition of the word truth. Is the quality or state of being true. Most of us would know that. The truth. Is that which is true or in accordance with fact or reality. Now from these words spoken by Jesus, it's clear that he's referring to the truth. An absolute truth. What do I mean when I use the word absolute before truth? It means that there is only one truth. One true way. And Jesus is it. Now, you just need to speak to a few people around you. To realize that when you speak to people of absolute truth, when you speak of Jesus being the absolute truth, a lot of people will think that you're ignorant. Close-minded. Some people go as far as to think that you are offensive. Some
people think that because you believe in absolute truth, you are actually an immoral person. Because they believe that this leads to prejudice and intolerance against others and what they think. In fact, nowadays, when you speak to those kind of people, the opposite is actually appreciated. More and more people are giving weight and valuing. The idea that whatever you believe is true for you, and that's okay, but it's not what is truth for me. And this is what we call relativism. People are no longer in search of an absolute truth. That will bring meaning and purpose to their lives. And all of history, for that matter. Rather, they focused on experiencing their own lives. And that is what they call truth for them. More and more people are having the opinion that this is my truth, and that's your truth. As long as you don't try and put your truth on me, some of you sitting in this room this morning may say, well, what's wrong with that? Maybe some of you have that view this morning. And I'm glad you're here. And I want to ask that you'd stick with me as I go through the next section. Don't write me off just yet. You see, what is wrong with relativism? The reality is that relativism is self-contradicting. And also it's unbiblical. Let me explain why. Now try to stick with us. You see, if you say, if you make a statement that there is no absolute truth that everyone should believe, you contradict yourself. Because you make a statement that you want people to believe, but the statement you make is that there's no statements that everyone should believe. I'm going to say that again. If you say to people and make a statement there is no absolute truth that everybody should believe, you contradict yourself. Because you make a statement that you want people to believe, but the statement you make is that there are no statements everyone should believe. You see, the hidden agenda of relativism is that it wants to relativize everybody else's claim. But not its own. And so it's not surprising that this relativism is also unbiblical. In these words, it says, "For this I was born." And for this I came into the world to bear witness to the truth. Now I just want to pick up two verses that we find at the beginning of this Gospel of John. John 1, verse 1 and 2. It says, "In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning." What does this mean? Now, the original Greek word, that is translated word here, is the Greek word logos. The ancient Greek philosophers were desperately trying to use their minds to make sense of life. They believe that despite all the randomness in life, there was a deeper meaning to life. And they called this deeper meaning the Logos. It's a basically a phrase for ultimate reality. And their job as philosophers was to find out what this deeper meaning was, what this logos was. They believed that whatever the logos was also the answer to these questions. The deeper questions of life. Why are we here? Who are we? What's wrong with the world? How can it be fixed? Is there a God? What is this God like? What is real? And how do we discover this reality? So now that we've got some context, you can see what a revolutionary thing it was for John to pen these words. In the beginning was the Logos. And as the chapter unfolds, John makes it perfectly clear. That the Logos John is referring to is Jesus himself. And so, in effect, John is actually starting this gospel by saying something along the lines of this.
You ever wondered what the meaning of life is? You ever wondered what the deepest answers to the deepest questions are? It is Jesus. He is the meaning of life. He is the answer to the question. He is ultimate reality. Absolute truth. And so the first implication is that there is truth. Truth that comes from outside of the world and gives meaning to the world. Truth that is absolute and unchanging. Truth that everybody should submit to and believe. Jesus says, "For this purpose I was born, and came into the world to bear witness to the truth." Great. So I'm going to move on to the second implication. This one's a lot quicker than the first, so stick with me. The second implication from this one line of text is that Christmas means that Jesus came to testify to that truth.
The way Christmas temtika fa Jesus tunga ho vavolombelon zan famarinana izad.
He is the key witness.
Izy manokana no ilay vavolombelona.
For this I was born, and for this I came into the world.
No izany nahaterahako ary no izany nahatongavako eto amin'izao tontolo izao.
Now a question pops up here.
Mety misy fanontaniana mipoitra tampoka.
What happened to this witness? You see, Jesus isn't with us on earth anymore. In the book of Acts, straight after the Gospels, we read of how Jesus ascended into heaven. And so people may say that he sent his Holy Spirit and that's enough. And the Holy Spirit is key. But the Holy Spirit alone is not enough. Jesus said he was born to bear witness. And if we want to hear that witness, we need to go back to when Jesus incarnated himself. When he walked and talked and worked. When he loved and when he died among men. That's what we have to see and hear. That's how we get to know this truth and allow it to affect our lives. Now maybe you sitting here this morning and you've listened to this message that I'm bringing this morning. And for the first time, maybe something has made sense, maybe something has clicked. Maybe this idea of absolute truth is something that you haven't necessarily heard of
before.
Maybe you're a Christ follower or a Christian this morning. And you're sitting there and saying, "I know all this. I want to remind us together that this gospel message is not only the way that we are saved, it's not only the way that we are saved, or how we first come to know God. The gospel message is also how we mature. How we deepen our relationship with Christ. Charles Spurgeon reminds us. When he says these words, he says, "My dear friend, I am a poor sinner, and I have to look at to Christ every day as I did the very first. A reminder that we grow as believers." As we understand this message more, and we understand how it bears on our lives, every aspect of our lives. So if you've one of those categories, how do we see this witness? We get a Bible, either the old version or the new. And the Bible is made up of two sections. The Old Testament and the New Testament. And the New Testament starts off with four Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And these are eyewitness accounts of Jesus' life. God writing himself into the story of humankind. It's not a fictional story. It's a true live historical account of the life of Jesus. And John, the writer of this gospel, at the end of his book, he gives us the reason why he actually wrote this gospel. And it's found at the end of John 20. It says, verse 30 and 31. Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
Izay tsy voasoratra amin'ity boky ity fa voasoratra izao mba inonareo fa Jesosy no Kristy zanak'Andriamanitra ary mba hanananareo fiainana amin'ny anarany raha mino ianareo.
Can I urge you to go back to these gospels?
Afaka mampirisika anareo ve ahako iverina amin'ireo filazantsara ireo?
Can I encourage you to pray to God?
Ary afaka miantso anao avy eo hivavaka amin'Andriamanitra,
who is alive and active today,
zay velona sy miasa amin'izao fotoana izao,
to open your eyes,
mba hanokatra ny masonao,
to illuminate that story,
ary ampazava an'ireo tantara ireo,
to speak to you through it,
iteny mba hatonga le izy iteny aminao,
and as you gaze on this witness, Jesus' life,
ary rehefa malan mampitodika ny masonao amin'ireo amin'ny tantaran'Jesosy ianao,
and as you
see how he acts and reacts in different situations. And this story would come alive and you would understand the truth. God has made us dependent on the Bible for the testimony of Jesus. Because the Bible has the power to convince you of this truth. Convince people that Jesus' testimony is true. Christmas means that Jesus was born and came to bear witness to the truth. And the witness of his work and his words are preserved in the Gospels. Read them afresh this coming year.
Vakio tena vakio tsara mitsa reo boky reo amin'ny taona vaovao ity.
Open your heart and your mind.
Skafo ny fonao sy ny sainao.
And you will know the truth that he came to bring.
Dia fantatra ianao an'ilay fahamarinana izay hoentiny.
In closing,
mafamaranako azy.
Verse 38.
Andin fa 38.
We see how Pilate responds to Jesus. He says the words, "What is truth?" Now, some commentators say that he was being cynical or sarcastic.
Something
along the lines of what is truth? Other commentators say that it was a real earnest response.
More
of a kind of hopeless response. Something along the lines of, what is truth? Having been in politics, and having been exposed to so many ideas of what truth is, maybe that was his confused response. Maybe he caught a small glimpse of the truth that Jesus was speaking about in this interaction. Whatever the true commentator is, or whatever is the correct commentator, what's important is Pilate's, what he does next. He turns around and he faces his back towards Jesus. And he walks out of the palace to deliver his verdict. To the Jews who are waiting outside. Can I appeal to you this morning? Don't be like Pilate. Don't settle for a Christmas that is void of Christ himself. Don't settle for a Christmas that's just focused on food. Or presents. Or friends and family. Rather, let's make a commitment to go back to this witness. Maybe you're here this morning and you feel like this word has really spoken to you. Maybe you're in a place that you're ready to make this commitment. Becoming a Christ follower yourself. Maybe you're not there yet. Either way, if you fall into that category, can I encourage you to get with the person that brought you here? If they're a Christian or they know God, and share this with them. Share what you feel God is doing in your heart. Why not sign up with a journey with them? And delve into the scriptures with them. Jesus was not born to keep secret the truth of God. He was born and came into the world to bear witness to the truth. The unchanging, absolute truth of God. Realize how much is at stake here. Eternal life, eternal death. Take up the Gospels and read them again. And you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your word to us this morning. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who wrote himself into the story of humankind. Who was born to bear witness to an absolute and unchanging truth. God, help us know that today, what happened today, all those years ago, Jesus incarnating himself. It's a reality that changes every other day. And Father, I pray for those that feel the urge or the drive to go back to your Gospels. That you would meet us as we do that. That you would illuminate those words. That we would know the truth. And that through them you would set us free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.